What then does the phrase food for the stomach mean? Food, he suggests, has a close relationship with gluttony and vice versa. Therefore, it cannot guide us towards Christ, but rather pulls us towards these earthly desires. For gluttony is a powerful and savage desire, one that enslaves us and forces us to cater to our stomachs. So why do you crave and lust for food, O man? The result of serving your stomach is just this and nothing more. It's like serving a demanding mistress, constantly keeping us in bondage, with no other purpose but this unfruitful one. The two, the stomach and the food, are linked together and destroyed together, creating a never-ending cycle. It's like how a decaying body breeds worms, and then those worms consume the body, or like a wave swelling and crashing without creating any lasting impact. But these statements are not about food and the body per se, but rather criticize the addiction to and overindulgence in eating. The following context clarifies this point, for he continues,